Well, I glanced around at all the frozen faces and all the narrowed eyes, and all at once I felt that we should discuss this in private. I mean, I didn't know these people, and they didn't seem quite as thrilled about my presence as they should have been. So I trotted over to the hole where he...
What's the string line?
Oops. Okay, they had yellow string lines all over the place, and maybe I tripped over one of them. What was the deal with all the string? I mean, it was like some kind of giant booby trap. If they didn't want dogs tripping over their string lines, they should have... I don't know, put him somewhere else. Anyway, I trotted over to the hole where Slim and the boy were, well, doing whatever they were doing. Alfred didn't look happy.
Hanky, Mom said she was gonna lock you up in the barn.
My eyes drifted up to the clouds. Yes, well, his mom and I discussed that, and we decided that on a normal day, I'd rather not be locked up in a barn. And she wasn't fast enough to catch me. The boy shook his finger in my face.
Hanky, you're a naughty dog.
He glared at me for a moment. I began sending up looks of remorse, and it wasn't long until he grinned.
But I'm kinda glad you came, 'cause now we can sleep together in the tent.
Hey, that sounded like good wholesome entertainment. A boy and his dog sharing the great outdoors. I dived into the hole and said hello to Slim. I figured he'd be happy to see me. I mean, who wouldn't be thrilled to see an old friend? We weren't actually kinfolks. I think that was some kind of joke. But he didn't act so thrilled. Hank, get out of my unit. What unit? I turned to see what he was yelling about, and somehow my tail knocked over his bucket. Dog, for all I know, you might be standing on the top of King Tut. Scram! Me? Standing on top of... Gee, I couldn't see anything but dirt. Maybe he was talking to someone else, but his face sure was turning red, and I could see the blood vessels standing out on his forehead when he brought his angry face right up to mine and hissed, "Will you please get out of my unit?" Well, he'd said please, so we seemed to be making progress. I figured this might be a good time to extend the hand of friendship, so I offered him a paw to shake. Maybe that was a bad idea. He jacked himself up to a standing position and did a lot of groaning in the process and pitched, I mean physically threw me, out of his hole. Unit, whatever he called it. Gee whiz. He didn't need to yell and screech. And what was the big deal anyway? As far as I could tell, he was raving about dirt. How much dirt did he need? If he didn't want to share that patch of dirt, why couldn't he go somewhere else? I mean, there's a whole lot of dirt in this world, and it's a sad day when a grown man gets so fussy that he can't share a little piece of it with a loyal dog. Oh well. I had already begun to suspect that people who spend entire days scratching around in the dirt are... How can I say this? They're just a little bit strange. And for his information, I had no wish to spend another second in his so-called unit. It was nothing but dirt, honest. Mr. Wilkins drifted over and gave Slim a looking over.
You look kind of stiff.
Yeah, my body wasn't meant to be folded up in a hole. My knees hurt, my back hurts, everything hurts.
There was no sympathy in Wilkins' face.
I guess you've been living a pampered life. You'll get used to the pain.
Wilkins knelt down, looked into Slim's unit, and pointed towards some kind of lump in the middle.
What is that?
Well, it looks like the top of a rock to me.
What's your elevation?
When Slim didn't answer, Wilkie looked up at him.
What's your elevation?
Well, I was 6 foot tall till that horse throwed me through the west wall of the saddle shed.